Parshas Vahalecha. I want to do Be'iyun on one pasuk. One pasuk of this parsha, and it's fascinating, absolutely fascinating, how from one pasuk we can get a whole mahalach, a whole shir, a derech, a characterization of a particular word, what pshat in the word is, how to work on it, its limitations, its virtues. Yeah, all from one pasuk. This is a goinus of Eon. Okay, if you know how to learn a pasuk properly, there is no end to the infinite wisdom of lies inside every single word of the Torah Kedoshah. This week's parsha is a fascinating parsha. It talks about all different kinds of misoinin. It talks about the misoinin, and talks about the Yibisor Oroin, and it talks about all different things of Shlov. It's a very, very, very full parsha. It's a very sad set of parshas. The story that a chosid came to the Ger Rebbe, and he said to the Ger Rebbe, "Oi, summer is a very, very hard time for me. Very hard time. Difficult time. So what's so difficult about it? Is the heat hard for you?" He says, "No, it's not the heat." "So what is difficult for you? Is it the long nights, the long days? What is it?" He says, "No, it's not that either." "So what's the problem?" He says, "You just these parshas. Aloysachor, Shlachlachor, Koira, Chukah, Bolok, Pinchos. Every single parsha talking about Klal Yisrael doing Aveira, Nochan Aveira, another Aveira, and another Aveira. If it happened a dark day on the Midbar doing such Aveiras, what do you Hashem expect from me? It's really depressing." So, but Ger Rebbe said to him, "Those Aveiras that they did was on a very, very small level. You should understand the way it is." But he looked through his parsha, it's very, very depressing. You know, Klal Yisrael, and just got the Torah from Hashinah, they're living off the Oichle Amon. They've got Moshe Rabbeinu as a Rebbe. You know, what does Hashem expect from us? We have to understand what the parasha is. I'm not dealing with this particular point. I'm dealing with one particular element in this week's parasha. The parasha towards the end talks about Miriam speaking disparagingly about Moshe Rabbeinu. And the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Miriam, "How dare you speak about Avdi Moshe? How dare you speak about my Eved Moshe? Onov v'ish Moshe onov me'oid mekola odom asher p'nei adomo." Yeah, but Ish Moshe Onov Ma'od, and Ish Moshe is the most greatest honor that is Mikol Ha'odom Asher Pnei Adomo, and any person is on earth. How dare you speak about such an honor? So different Pshatim talk about what's Anov got to do with it. Some people say that the fact that he wasn't Onov minimized the Avera that Miriam spoke against him. It would be a Balgaiva. You speak against a Balgaiva, the Balgaiva takes it very badly. Speaks Lashon Hara against him. The Torah says, no, even though Moshe Rabbeinu was an honor, and he didn't really care v'chlal, he couldn't care at all if somebody spoke against him, still, is an element there of Lashon Hara. That's one pshat. Another pshat is, no, that what was the anova over here? The anova over here was the fact that Eldad the maiden now got nevuah, and Tzipora, the wife of Moshe Rabbeinu, said, "Oh, poor things, you know, these people are not going to have wives anymore, because they haven't been together now with Moshe Rabbeinu for a long time." So they thought, what kind of thing is this? Moshe Rabbeinu not together with his wife, just because he's a Navi? We're also a Navi, and we can be together. What's the difference? They didn't realize that Moshe Rabbeinu was such an Anov, there's a complete different level of Nevuah. And therefore the whole reason why they spoke Lashon Hara was because Moshe Rabbeinu was such an Anov. Wherever it may be, the pasuk says, "But Moshe Anov Ma'oy Mekol Anov Mashal Pnei Adomo." Moshe didn't open his mouth, didn't say anything, he was an Anov Ma'oy Mekol. Okay. I have four kashas with this pasuk. Number one, what's Peshat V'ha'ish Moshe? And the man Moshe, v'ha'ish Moshe. Well, Moshe, we think Moshe was a woman. Yeah, v'ha'ish Moshe. Obviously, v'ha'ish Moshe, right? Number one. Secondly, why say v'ha'ish Moshe, v'ha'ish Moshe? Onav ma'oid mikol ha'odom asher p'nei adamo. Either use the word ish Moshe, onav ma'oid akol ish asher p'nei adamo, right? Or v'ha'odom. What's v'ha'ish Moshe, v'ha'odom? What's this dual language over here? Ish Moshe and Adam. Should be all the way through. Thirdly, what's the shabbat? Ish Moshe on a ma'od not called Adam. Asher pnei ha'adamo. Obviously, I mean, where are people flying this time? There's no spaceships then. There's no shuttles. Obviously, pnei ha'adamo. How many people are there anywhere else besides pnei ha'adamo? Obviously, people. I mean, what's yeah, any human being that's on Earth. Obviously, and if he's not on Earth, I mean, so what's obviously? Third kasha. Fourth kasha is, Onov is a kriya ksiv. Onov, if you write it, it's spelt Ein Nun Vav, but you're supposed to read it Onov. Okay? Like this, it's got a Yud there. Ein Nun Yud Vav. Okay? So it's a kriyaksiv. It's written ayin nun vav, but it's read ayin nun yud vav. Why do we have a kriyaksiv? Every time you have a kriyaksiv in the Torah, there's a good reason behind it. Why do you have a kriyaksiv? So, Rabbi Yishai, another humility is a very, very complicated subject. But if you don't get it clear, if you don't appreciate what humility is, Rachman al-Litzlan, a person can live their entire life, first of all, not know what it means to be humble. Second of all, even if they do know what it means to be humble, they don't know how to work on humility, and they can come to Olam Haba with absolutely nothing. The Chofetz Chaim says, the Chofetz Chaim al-Torah says, Ma'oid ma'oid hava shfal ruach. First can be ma'oid ma'oid. Ma'oid ma'oid. Nowhere else does a posuk or the Mishnah use the word ma'oid ma'oid. Very, very. Very, very is a bit of a, you know, very, very shfal ruach. Going to be, what's the idea of ma'oid ma'oid? So he explains, the Chofetz Chaim al-Torah says, that everywhere else in the Torah you do a mitzvah, you cannot possibly receive the schar in this world. Because it's posh a different currency. I do a mitzvah in this world, I do a mitzvah of tefillin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu give me the every single thing I can possibly want in the Olam HaGashmi, and it doesn't come anywhere near to the schar I get for this one mitzvah. Okay, interesting way of looking at it, right? The schar, doing a mitzvah in this world is poshut, it's so big, it's so huge, it's so massive, that it cannot possibly be compared to anything I do. And if I can't get schar in this world, schar mitzvah b'hai al-malekah, there's a time in the First World War, where somebody came to the Chofetz Chaim and said to the Chofetz Chaim, I want to give away my mitzvah of tefillin for one day, I want to give it away for the sake of all, the yeshiva bochrim should be safe. I think that's how the story went. Chofetz Chaim said, you can't do that. It's like going into a candy store with a $1 million check and buying a piece of candy. It's posh and not fair, Hashem won't accept it. That is when it comes to gashmias. That's when it comes to receiving schar for ruchnias mitzvah with a dover gashmi in this world. Because it's different currency. Covered is ruchni. Covered is a schar ruchni. If a person enjoys covered, if a person takes covered and he eats covered, so the Chofetz Chaim is like a person coming into a house with a kugel baked in Erev Shabbos and eating up the kugel. If you eat the kugel now, you're going to have no kugel left for Shabbos. That's the Chofetz Chaim's moshel. That's kugel. That's the kugel if they're votes. You're eating the kugel up in this world. And if you can't do that, then you've got to be very, very careful. So what is that's how careful I'm going to be with another. You can completely wipe yourself out. You can be a tzaddik you so day long. But they get big covered for everyone stands up and yomin and he thinks his mamish, ah! Imam is gavaldik, he's a yomi imamish, everyone's singing, dancing for him, and standing up on big plaques, and called Marina Harav. Today, you write, get a letter for Stocker. If a person not writing it, Harav are gone, or you get an invitation to a chasman, doesn't write Harav are gone, it's macharif from the gadaf. It's posh that the person has abused you, you need to ask mechila and ergam kippah. Yeah? Somebody once went into the Rogatchova, and he came out terribly upset. He said, what are you so upset about? He said, I'm very upset. You called me a donkey. He said, what? The Rosh Hashanah called you a donkey? I've never been called a donkey. Ah, what is this? People are so into cover the Rav HaGoyin and this and that. You think, it's ridiculous. Okay? So what is another? What is another? The Rambam says like this. The Rambam says, one Yud Gimel Ikrim was that Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Navi. If you don't believe in that, you're not a Kairos. Okay? What did Moshe Rabbeinu believe? Moshe Rabbeinu had to believe that he's the greatest Navi. If he did not believe he's the greatest Navi or the greatest man that ever will be, whoever was, he's not the Kairos. If Moshe Rabbeinu did not believe in it, that's it, Londa say. If Moshe Rabbeinu did not believe he's the greatest man ever, not only is he not believing one of the Klolim, he's actually destroying one of the Klolim. Because if Moshe Rabbeinu would have been a Navi who was not a Kairos, he certainly was not the greatest man that ever was. So the fact that he was the greatest man that ever was, and is one of the Klolim, means he's got to believe that I am the greatest man who ever lived. I am the greatest man that ever lived. There'll never be a greater man than me. Moshe Rabbeinu has to believe that. If he doesn't believe that, he's not a Kairos. How on earth do you believe that and be an honor? How do you believe that there's no man ever as great as you, and I am the most humble man in the world?
Who says this?
This is Rabbi Lachlan. That's number one. Secondly, Rabbi Yishai, listen to this Gemara. This is an unbelievable Gemara. The Gemara says, Kashamesh Rebbe, when Rebbe died, Botla Anova. Yep, Anova went out the window. Anova went out the window. It's Gemara Seitaf Mentes. Anova went out the window. Right? Third Rebbe Yosef, and they said, what are you talking about? Modesty went out the window? I'm here. Talking about modesty? You're not looking for modest guy? What are you talking about? Forgot about me. I'm here. You forgot about modesty? I'm a modest guy. What modesty hasn't gone out the window. I'm modest. How on earth can I mean it sounds ridiculous. Sounds ridiculous. Pshat is like this. Definition of anova is not pshat, I am nothing. Definition of anova, the Shifri said, the Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest onov, Mekola Odom Ashar Pnei Adomo, but not from the Malachim. Yeah? Malachim were greater, more humble than Moshe Rabbeinu. What's Peshat? Listen to this carefully. Avosai, listen to this beautiful Peshat. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Chofetz Chaim looked around him. He looked around him. And he said, wow. Look at me. Look how great I am. Look how great I am. I'm the greatest man. What's the proof I'm the greatest man? Nobody has lived up in Shemayim for so long. Nobody has lived up in Shemayim for 126 days. None. Nobody. I did. I'm the only person who has survived in Shemayim for weeks at an end, not eating anything, speaking to Kadosh Baruch Hu ponim or ponim. If that's the case, I am unique. If I'm unique, then what does that mean? Means that a lot is expected from me. Much more than anybody else. And therefore I cannot compare myself to Yankel, to Beryl and say, look, Yankel and Beryl are doing so well, and I'm doing better than them. You're a completely different level. Much was expected from you. You can't compare. What are you going to compare to yourself? You've got to know who you are. Know your strengths. Know where you're coming from. Know why you're in this world. Know then if you're living up to what's expected from you. Living up to your fullest potential. Only then you can start becoming, feeling that I'm doing great. But until then, until you know that you're living up to what Kadosh Baruch expects from you, absolutely. There's no way you can become a Baal Gaiva. Baal Gaiva is not a Rabbeisai about saying, I'm a nothing, ich bin a garnish. That is not. Baal Gaiva is saying, I am given talents. I am talented. I am anova. Anova is about saying, I am talented. I am knowledgeable. I am intelligent. I'm liked. And therefore, if that's the case, I have a lot to do. The more I understand how much I have, the more I have to use that in order to avoid the Hashem. Says Peshan the Prophet it like this, V'ha'ish Moshe. Moshe was an ish. He was a big man. But ish Moshe, hoya onov me'oid, was an onov. Mikola odom from every person. How was he an odom? How is he such an onov? Because he was ashel pnei ha'adomo. Everyone else has never made it from dear old Mother Earth. Everyone else was ashel pnei ha'adomo. Moshe Rabbeinu was not al pnei ha'adomo. Moshe Rabbeinu got up to Shemayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest onov because he looked around him and he said, wow, look at this. All these people are al pnei ha'adomo. I am not al pnei ha'adomo. I am special. I've gone up to Shemayim. And if that's the case, so much is expected from me, I cannot compare myself to anybody else. I can compare myself only to myself, and I can look into myself without fulfilling my potential. That is anova. Anova is not, again, anova is not saying, I'm worthless, I have no self-esteem, I'm a nothing. On the contrary, it is saying, I am great, I've been given his values by Kodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore I have to live up to them and fulfill them to the greatest potential. And until I've done that, I have not done what I should be doing, and therefore I've got to put myself into check. The Prophet Gemara says, the Rambam asks as well, that a nevuah is only given to a person who's an oshir, to a wealthy person who's a gibor, and an onov. For kulam and Moshe Rabbeinu, everything from Moshe Rabbeinu. You learn it from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was a gibor, he was an oshir, and he was a chochem, yeah, he was a chochem, an osher, a gibor, and he was an onov. Ask the Mefarshim, Moshe Rabbeinu happened to be all those things, right? And an onov. So why can't a novi be these great things without being an osher gibor? He happened to be, he's a wealthy guy, Moshe Rabbeinu. Fine. But why can't a novi become a novi without being an osher and a gibor? Moshe Rabbeinu happened to be these things. What's a makoyer? Answer of Chaim Volozhiner, that a person who is whole. The question is, Moshe Rabbeinu is a Makoyer, to teach us that until you like Moshe Rabbeinu, that you're Osir, a Gibor, and a Chochem, and an Onov, you can't be a Novi. So the kasha is, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu happened to be an Onov, but all those things happened to be as well. He wasn't an Onov, those things happened to be as well, but that wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, why can't I be an Onov, and why can't I be a Novi, even without having those other things of being an Osir, a Gibor? Yeah. That it's very easy for a person to be an honor when he has very little going for him. It's very easy for a person who's untalented, a person, Rachmana Litzlan, you know, he's born in a very deprived society. He hasn't been educated. He hasn't been ever pushed. He hasn't been ever allowed to develop. He hasn't been ever encouraged to do what he should be doing. He's brought up in a broken family. He's a broken person. Then, you know, what do you expect from this person? But if a person is an onov, when he knows that he has a shiris, when he knows he's a strong person, he now has everything going for him, and then he's an onov, that is pranova. Because pranova is appreciating and analyzing that what Kodesh Baruch Hu has given me are all these tools that I have, and those are meant for me in order to make me work harder with them, and more is expected from me. Not chas v'sholem to use these tools to overpower somebody else. So the first chapter of this pasuk is V'ish Moshe Onav Ma'oid Mikol Adam. Moshe Rabbeinu is Onav Ma'oid Mikol Adam. How do you become Onav Ma'oid? What is Anava? Asher Al Pnei Ha'adama is looking around you and saying, I'm greater than anyone else. Everyone else has been Al Pnei Ha'adama, and therefore more is expected from me. But Yosef can stand up and say, Rabbi Isai, I can tell you I'm the biggest Onav here. I know what talents I have. I'm a tremendous Talmud Chacham. I'm a tremendous Ilui. And I can tell you I'm an Onav. Because I know that I have not yet reached what I could be reaching. I know that I cannot possibly fulfill my potential because I've got amazing potential. I've got to work with that. That is another. Another is standing up head high and saying, Boy, Hashem, it's from you. Please help me to fulfill it. And until I fulfill it, that's another. So the first Pshat Pasuk is teaching us what is another and how Moshe Rabbeinu works with that towards another. I always say, some people are such Bali Geiser that they want people to say, not only are they clever, and not only are they kind, they're modest as well. That's what baligaiva some people are. Yeah, people are such baligaiva, they want to be considered humble by most people as well. You understand? That is how twisted, that's how far a person can be with gaiva. And gaiva can take it all the way to the deathbed. Can take it all the way to the deathbed. You got people with gaiva, ridiculous thoughts go through their head. One of the biggest Bali Musa, on his deathbed, they asked him, Rebbe, what are you thinking? What's going through your head now? Maisa Merkava, you know, Devekas Rebbeinu Shleilim, say, you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking that I'm going to say Shema Yisrael with such kavana that when I die, Talmid is going to say, psh, I was with the Rebbe. The last time he said Shema Yisrael, ah, and what kavana he said it with. It must have been such a tzaddik. That was about Musa. There's a Baal Musa on his deathbed recognizes Gaiva and is willing to be honest with the Talmidim and tell them what is going through his head. That's how far Gaiva takes you. Okay? Rabbi Yisai, how do you work on this Gaiva? How do you become real Anova? Not saying, no, it's not me, and really inside it's really eating you up. It's really upsetting you, they're not getting the cover you should be getting. No, let this other person get the brach under the chuppah. I don't need it. And if that gets the brach under the chuppah the whole night, you're miserable. And, you know, how do you really work on that Anova? How does that work? So first of all, you realize that if anyone really knew who you were, Avigdor Miller always says that. You know, people are upset, people don't give them enough covers. Says Avigdor Miller, if people really knew who you were, would they give you even, do you think you really deserve that amount of covers? If people really knew who you were, you wouldn't get that amount of covers either. Right? You should be lucky getting that. That's one there. Yeah? There was a Rosh Hashiva. The Rosh Hashiva, I think I know who the Rosh Hashiva is, but it's brought down without his name. One of the Gedolei Olam in Torah, Rachmana Litzlan. Rachmana Litzlan. The most painful thing I could say, Tam Hochen could go through was to go through the embarrassment and the pain of forgetting his Torah. He stood up once in a big Shir Klali, the Holy Shiva was there. Hundreds of people were sitting there. And he prepared the shir, the Rambam, the Raiva, the different... He prepared the whole shir. He stood up, and he started, Moyav Rabbeisai, and he could not remember what he was going to say. It's his first sign of Alzheimer's. One time he couldn't continue. He read his notes, he couldn't understand how these things got together. He read like... he couldn't remember. And that was his first sign of Alzheimer's. and the whole yeshiva was standing waiting to listen to him. So everyone was there. What did he do? What a godel. Instead of stepping down, he says, Rabbi Tzai, I've forgotten the Boyin Shin was taken away from me. What can I do? It's not my fault I'm not in this. There's one thing I do remember. There's a Gemara in Sotadaf Memtes. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshua said that as long as I'm here, there's another. What's Peshat in that Gemara? It's a very simple Peshat. Very simple. Rabbi Yeshua, the Gemara says, forgot all his learning. He was ill, he forgot all his learning, and it all came back to him. Said Rabbi Yeshua, what do you mean there's no another? As long as I am here, as long as people can look at me and see an example of somebody who can completely forget all his learning, Hashem can take everything away in a split second, another still exists in Klal Yisrael. If you can see in front of your eyes that a person can be reduced to a blithering fool within a couple of minutes, if a Bein Shem gives a guy a nervous breakdown, or a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows a person, Rahman al-Islam, to have a mental collapse. A person can turn into a meshugana in no time. So Rabbi Yishev, look at me. There's no another. I'm here. Look at me, Rabbi Yishev. Look at me. I'm Rabbi Yishev. I lost everything. Now Boshana got it back. That is another. The Pshat in this prophet is, what Pshat wants to say Pshat is like this. What's Al Pnei Adomo? What's Al Pnei Adomo? Earth. What's Earth? Le'onat O'ilech. Where are you going? What's going to be with you? The Mokum Rimo Vesaleh. You're going to go to a place where you're going to become, you know, if we're lucky, Be'ez Hashem will be survived, you know, by a wonderful family. But what's going to be with our own body? Who knows? And we're all going to die. Every person dies. Everyone. And therefore, what are Baal Gaiva about? You're Baal Gaiva. You're strong. You know what? Rahman is on the hospital. There are people there who are also strong. There's not a special club called those people who get cancer club. They're people who are perfectly healthy. And they thought they're going to live as long as you're going to live. And they thought they're going to live as healthy as you're going to be. And they thought chemotherapy is something is that some people have, not them. And they ended up nebuch, hairless, in a cancer ward. You're a Baal Gaiva. You know what Chashram Voshan can do to take it away? These big entrepreneurs, people who couldn't come into contact with last year, 2 years ago. You know, you couldn't even send them an email or spam it automatically. It's possibly too busy to receive emails. Now you know how much time they have for you. You know how much time these people have? I haven't got time to speak to them. No, they're giving me a small check. I haven't got time to sit there and schmooze them because I've got to go and carry on fundraising. And these people have all the time in the world to schmooze. You could be a Baal Gaiva. There's enough iodine in an entire person's body, yeah, that can fit into a size of lead of a person's body, fit inside of a pencil. That's it. A person can be reduced to nothing. Moshe Rabbeinu, how you honor Moim Mekola Odom, Ashal Pnei Adama. How do you come honor? Toshet seeing. I'm vulnerable. I'm nothing. Unless Rabbeinu Shalom gives me whatever I need, how can I possibly be a Baal Gaiva? If you're a Baal Gaiva, go to the Beis HaKavaris. Go to Chas V'Shalom Cancer Ward in the hospital. Nobody's Baal Gaiva there. That is our Pnei Adama. That is a way to see our Pnei Adama. Okay, that's a vote of our Pnei Adama. The second Peshat. So the first Peshat was, how did you identify another? Identify another means I'm different to everyone else. I have different talents, I have different strengths. Everyone else is our Pnei Adama. I'm not our Pnei Adama, and that was more expected from me. That's how I became an Anov. Second way is, how do we become an Anov? By identifying our Pnei Adama. Everyone is going to go, including me, says Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, I am given a gift. A person cannot become a Baal Gaiva. A person cannot become a Baal Gaiva when everything he owns belongs to somebody else, and the person who everything he belongs to is standing right next to him. A person cannot become a Baal Gaiva. Everything you own belongs to Rabbeinu Shlomo. Every talent you have, every piece of family you have, every piece of furniture you have, everything you do belongs to Rabbeinu Shlomo. Rachman al-Islam, it's happened before. Hashem can take it away. Appreciate it, use it for the correct way, and it'll stay. If it doesn't, who knows? The second pshat is like this. There's a beautiful pshat I saw in Perkei Avos. It says, Hevedon es kol ha'odom lekatzchus. Oh, by the way, sorry. What's the pshat? Onov mo'oid, what's the kriyaksiv? Sorry, what's the kriyaksiv of Onov? Onov, says the Balaturim, is 100, is a, Onov is gematria 126. Ayin Nun Vav is 126. That was 126 days Moshe Rabbeinu was in Har Sinai. 6 days was by the Nisinas HaTorah. The Torah was given. He was up in Har Sinai and came down on him. So it was really Shemayim came down to earth. That 6 days, like Kabbalah HaTorah, he was there as well, also in Shemayim. 3 times, 40 plus over 6 days. It doesn't explain why. The way he explained it is poshut. He became an honor by knowing that he can be in Shemayim when nobody else can. That is so much expected from him, therefore he has to perform more. Okay? Hevidon eskol ha'odom lekafchus. What's eskol ha'odom? Eskol odom. What's ha'odom lekafchus? You've heard this word before? Eskol ha'odom means see the entire picture. See where the person is coming from. Not now. See his upbringing. See his what his married life is like. A person's in a very bad mood. Fine. He shouldn't be. He shouldn't be. But you know where this person's coming from. Do you know what the person's living through? He could be living for hell on a daily basis. Nobody knows what's going on in somebody else's home. Nobody knows. It's called ha'odom. And if you can't do it, don't judge him b'chlal. It's called ha'odom. See the whole ha'odom from top to bottom, from his history to his psychoanalyzation, everything. Everything. And then he can don the call ha'odom. And then it'll probably be the kaftchus. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Alton Slabotka had this koyach of identifying the good in every individual. Every individual he could see that this person has an akuda, has a certain strength that nobody else has, and a certain strength that even he doesn't have. Every single person, Rabbi Yisai, has a uniqueness to him. The most poshut person. I'll give an example. There's a story that's told that there was a group of Talmid Chachamim sitting in the back of a cab of one of these real regular taxi driver people in Bnei Brak. No, this beat up Mercedes with a little chumps on the front, and this guy with open shirts, you know, with a big Mogen David and the hair sticking out. Anyway, they're talking at the back of the car, and saying, "Oi, it's such a different place. It's a Chavnish, it's Nifta. Chavnish is not the same. Bnei Brak's not the same." The guy stops his car, pulls over, looks in the mirror, and starts yelling at them. "Atal and tell it's by Shim. You're not embarrassed." "Sorry." "I don't know, Baishim, how are you speaking, Bechlein? Not about the way you're speaking." "Sorry, I mean, do we offend you? What are we talking about?" I heard what you were saying. I heard this conversation. "I don't know, Baishim. You're walking around with a hand jacket, you're not embarrassed to speak the way you're speaking." "So, would you be saying anything word that you shouldn't be saying?" "So, yeah, I heard you. I say it over myself, I don't want to say these words coming out of my mouth." "So what? You just said the Chazanesh was Nifta." "Yeah, exactly. So what are you talking about?" He said, "I had a daughter who went through a very, very difficult time in Tel HaShomer Hospital. She went through a very difficult, very, very, very difficult labor. Horrendous labor. And it was touch and go whether she's going to survive, whether the baby's going to survive. One of the fun people who are around said, 'You know what? I suggest you go to the Chazon Ish. Go to the Chazon Ish. Ask him for a bracha. And Be'ez Hashem, you know, he's got a tremendous koyach.' So as fast as he could, he got into his car, he drove to the Chazon Ish. As fast as he could, he drove through red lights, got to the Chazon Ish. Came to the Chazon Ish, and just said, 'A mazel tov. Baruch Hashem, all is good, everything's okay, you have a mazel tov.' Chazon Ish felt, baby's born already, Baruch Hashem, mazel tov. Comes back, kachavu." Yeah, that's exactly what the way it was. Baby had been born already, mazel tov. Okay? Fine. Roll a few years later, woman goes through labor again, same problems. This time he knows exactly what to do. He goes to the Chazon Ish, runs up the stairs, knocks, no answer. So the kids are standing there, so who are you knocking on the door? He said, "The Chazon Ish. You're knocking on the wrong door. I'm sorry, he's changed his address." "Yeah, where does he live now?" "But it doesn't, he's in the Beis HaKvaros." "Beis HaKvaros? What is Nifta? I never heard about this." "Fine." He goes to the Beis HaKvaros and he cries his eyes out. Suddenly he feels a relief, and he feels happy. He goes straight back to the hospital. "I said, I know everything's okay. He said, "How do you know?" "So I just felt a relief. I felt Baruch Hashem. I felt something. I felt a relief." "So said, yeah, Baruch Hashem, your daughter's fine. The baby's born, mazel tov." "And you can say the Chazon Ish is Nifta. Oh, a tzaddik dies. He has chusim that live on forever and ever. You can speak to that, a full person." This person probably isn't called Shabbos. He probably, he eats Nevedis and Trefus. Who knows? But this person had Nekud of Emunas Chachomim. He had Avas HaTorah. This person has something which his Talmid Chachomim, quite rightly, you know, they don't have it as strongly as him. Every single person has a Nekudah. Every single person has a strength nobody else has. If you find that glimpse, if you find that glimmer in the other person, that'll make you into an olive. V'moshe ha'yonamoy mikol ha'odom, mikol ha'odom, mikol ha'odom. He took every odom and he identified. How do you become an olive? Ma'od, mikol ha'odom. He took every person. He became great by seeing every odom, even our padma, even those who are very, very lowly people. He saw the greatness of every single person. The Pentecostal Shemaises of how different rebels sent different people to different places and thought they're terrible people, they're really good people. But the godliness of seeing every person, seeing the greatness of every individual, appreciating that. How? He saw every individual, he saw every odom, he saw every person who's a lowly person. And he saw the greatness in them, even the lowliest people. That's what made him into an honor of Ma'id. That's what made him into Moshe Rabbeinu. The Pasuk says, in Hazinu, he says, Yitzreini ki ishoin enoi. Yeah, Hashem preserved me like the pupil of an eye. Yitzreini ki ishoin enoi. It's a Pasuk in Hazinu. So Radak says, somewhere else in Tehillim, Ishoin, the pupil of an eye. Listen to this carefully. The pupil of the eye, why is it called Ishoin? What's in the code to Ishoin? Ishoin is a word from Ish. Ish, Aleph Yud Shin. And Vov Nun means little. Little man. Ishoin is little man. So the Balamus will say like this. Ishoin means when you look at another person, look at him in disdain. Look at him condescendingly. Look at him, you know, look down at him. That's not how you're supposed to look at a person. Look into his eyes. Look into his neshama. You know what you'll see in his neshama? You'll see reflection. You'll realize that you're the small person. If you look in a person's eyes, what do you see? A little you. You see a little person, little you. He's a big person. You're the little one. You look at the person properly. You look into his eyes. Look into his neshama. The person looking back is a little person. And that little person is you, not him. That is a koyach of becoming an olive. You never know what lies inside a Jew. You never know what lies inside a person he even thinks, what is he already? No, there's a pintle yid there. You learn who he is. You appreciate who he is. You become great. Okay? But there's a danger. There's a danger of becoming an onov. There's a danger about looking at every person, respecting everybody, and that is to stand up when something is wrong. Say, Rabbosai, wrong! This is wrong, I'm standing up. I'm standing up to this, I'm no longer becoming, I'm no longer being and acting in a way that is done that would actually fit an onov. Standing up and preserving and sticking up for your rights. That is the danger of becoming too much of an onov. Says a pasuk. The hot ish Moshe hoya onov mo'im kol adam. What's ish? What's ish? Ish is a man. A real tough guy. It was an ish Moshe. Ish Moshe hoya onov mo'im kol adam. He was an ish. When he came to be an ish, he was an ish. When he didn't come to an ish, when he came to things he didn't need to be an ish, he was an onov mo'im kol adam asher p'nei adam. What's p'nei adam? Things are gashmias, are p'nei adoma, things are growing from the ground, I don't mind being moichel. Yeah? Things that silly little things, I don't mind being moichel. But the ish, when it comes to standing up for what's real, that's the ish Moshe. That's the ish Moshe. There's no greater onov that we know in the previous generations that we can think of just off the cuff for Rabbi Kiva Eger. How many stores are Rabbi Kiva Eger? His anova, his unbelievable goinus. But his anova is even more unbelievable. Famous story when he came to visit the Chasam Sefer. He came to visit in Freshburg, the Chasam Sefer. So they unhitched him on a carriage together with the Chasam Sefer, a beautiful gold carriage. The whole town came out. So the people in the town unhitched the horses and started pulling the carriage by themselves to pull the two Gedolei Hador, the father-in-law and the son-in-law. And pulled it himself. Eventually, after a while, they looked inside and there's nobody sitting there. The Chasam Sefer was pulling it for Rabbi Kiva Eger. And Rabbi Kiva Eger was sure was putting for the Chasam Sefer, nobody inside. Rabbi Kiva Eger, unbelievable, another, there's another story. Rabbi Kiva Eger was on the Shidduch, his father-in-law, sent him to be tested. And they asked him questions and he didn't answer. So they thought, Nebuch, you know, he doesn't really know very well, the wealthy father-in-law, he's Mr. Shidduch, but he wasn't answering. So his uncle said to him, what's going on here? He said, do you know these people who tested me? He said, no, I'll tell you. This person asked me a kasha. Posh, it's a place for somewhere. If I told them it's a place, it'll be embarrassed. This person said, he asked me another kasha. He's got completely wrong pshat in the Gemara. I should show him up. He didn't open his mouth. I should have. Okay, fine. That's another. When he was actually married, he never opened his mouth in town. People asked him to give droshes. He gives his shlach drashas, his little drashas, very simple drashas. People are upset with him. People are, you know, disappointed. What's going on? There's another chosn in town who's a bit of a Talmud Chacham, and if he gives his Rav Akiva Eger kasha as drashas, this person who thought that he got a great son-in-law, you know, won't be so happy anymore when he had Rav Akiva Eger in town. So he waited until this person has left town, and then he's able to, you know, let go a little bit. Now it's Rav Akiva Eger, godless. But when it comes to asking a kasha on the side, he doesn't answer, you know, ulai, but tzorach in gadol. You know, there's no answer to this. The tzorach in gadol. You know, I've been through shas hundreds of times, there's no answer. The tzorach in gadol. Somebody came to him who was admitting his wife on aguna. And aguna wasn't allowing his wife out. He called him into the base and said to Nissen, there's a Mishnah that says in Kedushin, v'koina es atzma v'shtei drachim. You have two ways to allow a wife out of marriage. Either get or misa sabal. Choose which one you want. Get or misa sabal. But the man laughed at Rav Akiva Eger. He went out of basin, he fell down a set and broke his neck and he died. Didn't want to get, he got Mises Abal. But Moshe Feinstein, Zeichet Sadeh V'Kodesh V'Racha, an Onov Mikol Adam, V'Moshe Ish Moshe Her Onov Mo'in Mikol Adam. At the age of 90, a woman's calling a little kid, Moshe, Moshe! He turns around, who's calling me? Who's calling me? That was his godless. Yeah, he's another. But when he came to a psak, the whole world can say one thing, he says something else. You know, that's psak, I don't care. I say smutter, the whole world says awesome, gesundheit, I hold this mutter. V'ayish! For ish Moshe, you've got to be an ish sometimes, even if it's honest name of Kol Adam. And therefore you see, Rav Chaskel Abramsky, the Iluy of Chaskel Abramsky, Talmud Chochem Otsum, Iluy Otsum, that our basin of London, he once was in Bait Dagan, the little girl was crying, a 4-year-old girl was crying. So he bent down, right down to her, and says, why are you crying? He says, because the little girl said, I've got ugly dress. He says, well, you tell them that Rav Abramsky, the Rav Bait Dagan, said you got a beautiful dress. It's really nice. And here's a tissue. Wiped away her tears. Right? That's our mother. But there's a certain balabos in London who gave him a lift in his Bentley. And he got into the car first. So you know what he did? He slept him out of the car. And he said, if I be a balabos, I'll be a better businessman than you. I go in first. He had to teach him Derech Eretz. Yeah, he came to court. He came to Old Bailey. Right? And they said, are you knowledgeable in this field? He said, there's nobody more knowledgeable in this particular field than me. So the judge says, and the rabbi is modest too. He said, sir, I'm under oath. Yeah? This is godless for Ish Moshe, Onam Moim V'Kol Adam. So therefore we learn from this pasuk, number one, what is another? Look around you. If you have greater strength than other people, means more is expected from you. Number one. Number two, how do you become an Onav? Realize Al Pnei Adamo. Realize where you're going. Realize everything is borrowed. Realize Hashem can take it all away from you. Number two. Number three, look around you. See other people's strengths. You can become an Onav through that. Number four, how do you limit your Anova? Sometimes you've got to stand up and say, Rabbi Isai, I hold it's wrong. There's one of my Rebbeim, a Tzadik Hayid, a man, he poshet, he's going to come to Odom Habo, and they're just going to be like, that's posh, he's just going to walk straight in without any, you know. He used to come in, his name is Rav Dov Sternbuch, Shlita. He was a Rebbe from many, many years of Hashkof and Gated Seminary. Now he retired, he moved to Bnei Brak, he learned Yom and Valaylo. He's a brother of the other Sternbuch. Iloyotzum, he's a brother in law of Rav Dov Soloveitchik. When he'd come to give Shir, he'd walk in the room, and people stood up for him. He was so disgusted that people stood up. Mamash like this, literally. Close his eyes. People, mamash, completely, he doesn't know what geiger is. Doesn't know what kovod is. He thinks kovod is something you put, you know, you have you after, before you cholent. That's kovod. He doesn't know what kovod is. He had a brother-in-law, David Soloveitchik. David Soloveitchik, Rashiv of Brisk. He's sitting in a shir. And David quoted something. And from the back of the room, Stay this to me! Doesn't say that! It looked around. This is Rosh Hashanah. I mean, this isn't. Looked around. There he had a little spitzboard, you know, a little Fiakisha beard, with a little bent down, a little hat. And he's arguing with Rosh Hashanah. It's Zaka. You know, there wasn't Paduk exactly like he said it. He's fine. Some this, such a thing, you'd be an ish. You'd stand up there and you'd roar like a lion. Yeah, Mamash, roar like a lion. You see him in action. Is something outstanding. If a person gave a drosha after a chasna, And it was not such a good drasha. He walked after, he says, I'm in Shkoyach, what a beautiful drasha. I've learnt so much. And he mamish means it. Somebody says something wrong, it's against the Taftoya, he'd stand up there and he'd scream, he'd throw the table at him. Yeah? That's the ish. Sometimes a novice has got to be at the right time, not for the wrong time. Just want to give you one last thing. One last thing. You know, everyone's worried about kids going off the derech today. And people are all worried about Rahman al-Islam, you know, this big thing about the cure for Karevim and all this stuff. I'm going to give you one big skula. One big skula. The Pasuk says in Parshas Chayesara, the Pasuk says that this. We all know that Hagar was a Pelega Shel Avraham Avinu, right? She had a child called Yishmael. And Yishmael did tshuva. Yishmael was a very, very special child. It's brought down as he did tshuva time, came to Yitzchak, put them both together. Yitzchak is very, 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 very great. Later on in the parasha, though, it says that that Avraham Avinu married again. The Yosef Avraham Yikach Isha Ushmo Keturah. Who this Keturah, says Rashi? Keturah is Hagar. Why is it called Keturah? Because not in Maaser, it's Keturah. Actions like Keturah. Like a terrorist. He married her like a terrorist. Says Apostle, and after that, she had a lot of children, and there was Zomron, there was Yokshan, all the different children. And all these children were bad kids. All of them. Terrible children. So, I saw a lovely vort. The Imre Shafer says a fantastic vort. He says, what's the difference? He says, when she was an Onov, when the Apostle says, like this, the Eile told us Yishmael ben Avraham. These are the children of Yishmael ben Avraham. Asher yolda hoga hamitzris shifcha sara l'Avraham. That the shifcha of sara gave birth to Avraham. In other words, when it was done by Anova, she knew it as a shifcha sara. She knew her place as an Anov. Then she gave birth to Yishmael. Then she gave birth to a child who was worth something. Then she gave birth to a child who was a tzaddik. Later on, though, when Avraham Avinu got married to her, now I'm married, now it's Gaiva. Now the children she gave birth, Yosef, and she had children, Yoled Lo, Zomron, etc., 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 etc. Children are Matana. But we can identify a particular schus to make the children even more special by poshut working on another. Working on another. Making your life better, making your children's life better, making the tzidkus of your children, allowing them to have more potential to become great, is poshut based on the anova we have. Hagar, when she had anova, had Yishmael. When she didn't have anova, she had terrible children. So this, from this particular poshut, we find, first of all, what is anova? Number two, how do we work on anova? And number three, the limitations of anova. All from this particular poshut of just one poshut in the Torah, Bo'in Shem Shkiva Sefti Shmai, to have real anova. Not that novel, it's a story of two Yeshiva Bochrim sitting down, one saying, doing Musa Seder together. Oh, I'm such a nothing. Oi, b'chbenich agonish. I'm nothing, nothing. Other one's going, yeah, oi, I'm so low, oi. This Balabos comes inside, this posh Balabos, this little shoemaker, he comes inside and says, oi, I'm also nothing. This fellow's a nothing. We're nothing. Yeah, he's a nothing, come on. Yeah, they're such gaiva, that they're such anova. Yeah, that you have to know that anova is anova. Anova meaning we're given everything by Rabbeinu Shalom. You can show off. Does a bird show off? It's got a good voice. It's given to him. He doesn't show off. Do you have a person show off, Rahman al-Tzan, if in the cancer ward lying in bed with all machines pumping blood? We are being pumped blood by Kodesh Baruch Hu in the most sophisticated machine, al piderech ha-chesed. We can be a balgaiva. Use what you have. Use it correctly. Use it for its fullest potential. And be honest with Kolodom.